That's all I need to know about you.
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 I mean, what? That's all I need to know about you. I'm reading this article, Star 99.9, it's Hannah and Raven. It's Alabama guy, which I guess, okay, he fed drugs to his squirrel so that it would be an attack squirrel.
A couple different things going on here.
Yep.
Number one.
He has a squirrel.
Don't keep a squirrel.
No. Nope. Right?
Number two.
Yep.
Attack squirrels. Is this for personal home defense? For a squirrel fighting ring? I really don't understand.
Mm-hmm. Feeding it this very terrible drug to make it more aggressive.
Also not good.
No.
Right. Just, you know, do the normal things that you do to make things aggressive. Lack of sleep.
Yep.
Right. You know, marriage.
Okay.
Don't let them. Hold the remote when it comes to television, that type of stuff.
I mean, that's all I need to know about you.
Wouldn't that be enough to anger a squirrel?
Yeah, but here's what I don't understand is then there's video of the cop releasing it into the wild.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think that squirrel needs to go to rehab. I don't think we should just release it into the wild. That poor squirrel.
I mean, I don't know the age of the squirrel. All right, it's other possibilities for acclimating to the wild out there again.
Imagine
now we're funding squirrel sanctuaries. That's all I'm saying. All right, seems like we're going a little bit too far with this heartfelt stuff.
I don't know, maybe they should have put it somewhere for a while to make sure it was okay.
If there is an animal sanctuary, you know, ready to go, that I love. Okay, if I got friends up here, we could help that squirrel out. All right, and I want to give that squirrel a helping hand if it admits it has a problem, because that's step number one. All right, but are we going to go down there? Are we going to fund an Alabamian squirrel sanctuary?
Also, the guy who fed it, who's training it to be an attack squirrel, has an eyebrow tattoo.
Right.
So if you have an eyebrow tattoo.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
It's also all I need to know about you.
Wow.
Yep.
What's the charges on a guy? What is the training regimen besides, you know, feeding them illicit substances? I mean, none of it sounds good.
No. Not good at all.
I can't stop watching the video of the attack squirrel. I'm going to put it on our
Facebook
page.
Morally, we want to say this is so wrong, but then we're like, oh, look at that squirrel. That squirrel is pretty angry and certainly orny, and I would not want to face that squirrel in a ring.
I feel like squirrels in general are angry.
Yeah, you're right.
You know?
You're right.
Why make it more angry?
Not a sunny disposition. Okay. I understand.
I'm done with the squirrel.
I've got one for you here. If you're still signing petitions or holding out hope that you think that Game of Thrones is going to redo things, just let it go, people.
Yeah.
It's over. I mean, this went on with The Sopranos for a decade. Get a new show, all right? It's done at this point. There's nothing you're going to do to change it. They're canceling specials that were supposed to air about it. Because people are so upset about it. It's crazy. You're still watching the squirrel video. Look at you. You can't even pay attention.
The claws are so long.
Christian, get us out of here.
The claws are huge.
If you're scared of Marty the Robot at Stop and Shop as an adult, that's all I need to know about you.
We're going to have an interview next week with Marty the Robot.
It's different if you work there, because that fear is different. It's about replacing jobs. Let's not forget that it was, you know, there were open wounds not too long ago.
These are customers.
But if you're afraid, if you're afraid that Marty the Robot's going to run you over or something like that, or you know, take control of your body, I guess that's another thing.
I had an elderly person that I'm relatively sure thought it was an ATM and was trying to put a credit card in.
Marty's like, no, please.
Marty's like, clean up and produce. Right. All right. You want to chime in too? Call us 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you.
He's wise and family friendly.
I'll just be grateful nobody got hurt, okay?
I got hurt, okay? Would you get a shirt on?
He's the alpha among modern men.
If I were a lion and you were a tuna, I would swim out in the middle of the ocean and eat you.
He leaves men and women begging.
For love of God, put on a shirt!
Anna and Raven. Star 99.9.
Mark Wahlberg is coming to Wahlburgers tonight at Westfield Trumbull. Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's so dreamy.
And every hour, we're going to get you VIP access. 1-800-330-9999. You just got to be ready to either rap Good Vibrations for us or give us a movie monologue from Marky Mark.
You know what I discovered putting this thing together is that in every movie, somebody tells Mark Wahlberg to put a shirt on.
Well, I wish somebody would tell him to take it off.
I know.
Maybe I will tonight. Hi, it's Anna Raven. Who's this?
This is Angela.
Hey, Angela.
Angela, I hope you know you're Marky Mark, because we are not giving freebies on this one. This is a golden ticket, all right? And if you want to get next to the guy with the golden pecs, girlfriend, you got to work for it.
I hope he doesn't wear a shirt. I'm just saying.
I think he'll probably have a shirt on. But which Marky Mark will show up? The lumberjack one? The clean-cut one? The guy from The Departed? I don't know.
He'll definitely be wearing sweatpants. That's
mystery.
What I think.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. Like he just came from a workout. He's ready to go to one.
Yep.
All right, Angela. What's it going to be? Are you going to do a movie monologue or are you going to sing for us?
Well, how long does the movie monologue have to be?
I mean, I need three or four lines and I got to feel it. It's a dramatic reading.
Angela? Angela?
Angela? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay, I can hear you now. I was afraid for you. It was like that movie where all the trees kill everybody and Mark Wahlberg seems so solemn.
All right, Angela,
gosh.
Before your shot's over and we lose you again, go ahead.
All right, Angela, lay it on us.
Yo, it's about that time to bring forth the rhythm and the rhyme. I was getting mine to get yours. I want to see sweat coming out your pores. Bringing it to the entire nation. Black, white, red, brown.
Feel the vibration.
Come on.
Marky
Mark, and
come on.
Yeah, here's the thing. I can't actually promise that he'll like you, be nice to you, or you'll be BFFs. But you're certainly going to be in the same proximity as him, thanks to Anna and Raven.
Thank you so much.
All right, hold on, Angela, and I'll see you there tonight, okay? Hold on, we're going to get your info.
Okay.
We're going to have another shot for you and coming up at about 7:05. So you want to start listening at about 7 o'clock.
The anticipation is just driving me nuts. I'm going to do push-ups right now because that's what Marky Mark would do.
Let's be honest, you're not doing push-ups.
No, of course not.
I'm a little bit concerned that my Uber rating is a 4.97. So, Star 99.9 and Sienna and Raven. It's out of 5. I get that sounds high, but I like perfection because I'm really nice to people.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like a small thing to be worried about. But when you're curious and you want to know.
And I want to know how it works. How do they rate? We're looking for Uber drivers. 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Sienna and Raven on Star 99.9.
Are you an Uber driver?
Yes.
Anna has a question she's very concerned about.
So I have a 4.97 on my Uber ratings. Mm-hmm. Why don't I have a 5? Who doesn't like me? And can you tell?
It's possible. So the highest rating is a 5. I just want to make sure I understand. Okay. So, I mean, you're really, really close to perfect already, but you're not perfect.
I want to know what I did wrong. How does that work?
Well, there's some people look at the stars. I particularly don't because I don't care what the stars about me. But some people look at the stars and judge by that. They're probably like, you know, the scary drivers. But if I think, you know, you're crazy, that's why I don't want to pick you up.
Oh.
Or smell.
I probably smell.
What? Oh.
Yeah. So,
Oh, my gosh.
That's why I got 4.97 because I smell?
The Raven fan. You hear that? Raven fan.
Oh.
Well, thank you, sir. Please go to line 2.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Anna and Raven, are you an Uber driver?
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, the first driver that called said I smelled. That's why my Uber rating is a 4.97.
Mm-hmm.
How come I don't have a 5? Is that true? If somebody smells, you take away points? And why would I smell?
I want you to understand that Anna is very, very, very particular about testing. She's very hurt about her SAT results from back in the day. So everything that she can be rated out now, she wants to be perfect.
I don't blame her.
Thank you.
So she's, I would like to be perfect too, Anna.
Thank you.
So she's got a 4.97. What do you think that is probably being counted against her?
Well, Anna, have you had any situations in the car? But you said that another driver said maybe because you smelled.
No one has ever told me I smelled before this other Uber driver.
Did you vomit?
No, of course not.
What you did tell me when you were in Nashville with your girlfriends, you guys took some Ubers and you went to the wrong place with an Uber driver, right? And you told me that two of your girlfriends were using natural deodorant.
Well, I mean, that is actually true, but we gave him a huge tip. I don't know.
You would think that would be compensation enough.
Have you ever given somebody a bad review on Uber?
Yes, I have.
Why? What did they do?
I've done a 1-star and I've done a 2-star because they were rude.
Yeah.
They were very rude.
I can't take rude.
I had the other night, he blamed me for having him wait for 20 minutes. And I was literally getting off the highway with another customer. And I was 3 minutes away from him when I got his hit. So I don't know what that was about. So he was very rude to me. And I gave him 2 stars.
Was he intoxicated?
No, he didn't seem to be, though.
No. Oh, he's just a jerk. He's a big jerky face.
He was kind of a jerk. And then the other young lady, she went to pull my charger cord out of my phone without asking. And I don't have an iPhone, but she did. But she just went to just snatch it right out of there. And I'm like, okay.
Wait, she took your charger like it's her charger?
She did. She didn't even ask.
Oh my gosh.
I went to use my charger cord. She asked me, but she just proceeded to snatch it right out of there.
That is obnoxious.
She tore my phone up.
People need to be
courteous. She got 1-star.
Yeah. Well, that feels like 1-star.
She probably wouldn't have gotten a 1 if I could give her 9.
Right. Well, I mean, I would never do that. Is there a way that I can get my 4.97 up to a 5.0?
Stop smelling.
I don't smell.
Well, stop riding with smelly people, Nashville girls.
I'm not sure, Anna. I don't know how to do that. Because I get a little hurt, too, when my rating's low. I'm a 4.9 right now.
Right. You guys are sharing the human experience. When we all strive to be great. And if it doesn't work out, we're sad about it. No. Thank you for your contribution.
Would it help if whenever I got into an Uber, I hugged the driver?
Depends. Maybe not. But you're Anna, so it might work.
All right, well, thank you. I appreciate your input on this.
You're welcome. I love you guys.
He's wise and family friendly.
I'll just be grateful nobody got hurt, okay?
I got hurt, okay? Could you get a shirt on?
He's the alpha among modern men.
If I were a lion and you were a tuna, I would swim out in the middle of the ocean and eat you.
He leaves men and women begging.
For love of God, put on a shirt!
Anna and Raven. Star 99.0.
Oh, yeah. Mark Wahlberg coming to Westfield Trumbull tonight. Wahlburgers. We have access to the VIP section.
Why am I sweating?
I don't know.
Why am I? Is it this workout music behind me or no? Is it just his dreamy presence, knowing that he's somewhere near us in the zip code even? Wow. Oh, my gosh, Mark Wahlberg.
You are the super fan.
I mean, he does pull-ups with one arm.
He's very...
He doesn't even perspire when he does it. Mm-hmm. It's so weird.
All right. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
It's Trish.
Hey, Trish. You have the option to see Mark Wahlberg tonight. You either have to rap for us or recite one of the monologues from his movies. What have you decided to do?
What are you going to be performing for us?
I'm going to recite a monologue.
Oh, I can't wait. You know I'm a movie buff, Anna. I love this. Please tell me the scene and the movie, please.
So it's from The Other Guy.
Okay.
And it's when he was in the office.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if you can guess the part.
All right, just take it away. Here we go. I'm so ready.
All right. If you were in the wild, I would attack you. Even if you weren't in my food chain, I would go out of my way to attack you. If I were a lion and you were a tuna, I would swim out in the middle of the ocean and freaking eat you. And then I'd bang your girlfriend.
I'd bang your tuna girlfriend. Right. I'd bang your tuna girlfriend. I know. And it's so terrible. And it's so morally wrong. And it's so juvenile. But when you hear it as a guy, you know exactly what he means. Mark Wahlberg.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the fact that he wasn't nominated, it's a travesty. You're going to meet Mark Wahlberg.
Absolutely.
Woohoo! Awesome.
All right, hold on the line. We're going to get all your information, Trish, and I'll see you there tonight, okay?
Great, thanks.
Thank you.
Somebody tells you they're going to eat you, and then they're going to hang out with your tuna girlfriend,
right.
And you just don't feel good about yourself.
Yep. All right, we've got another shot to win every hour. Your next shot's coming up between about 8:15 and 8:25 this morning, right here with Anna and Raven on Star. Two things you need to know.
Okay.
One, Middletown is debating the name of their middle school being changed.
Mm-hmm.
Two, Raven is from Middletown.
That's right. That's right. And I mean, it seems like these two things are married together.
Yes,
right?
Starting at 9.9.
Within.
It's Anna and Raven.
So, they're talking about renaming the middle school here, Woodrow Wilson, because of his questionable background.
That's right. And it's not like they're not just renaming it. They're mm-hmm. building a new middle school.
Right.
Yeah. So it's like a big deal. And here's what I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Woodrow Wilson, sure, he did some good stuff. Probably a lot of bad stuff, according to some historical records.
Some questionable stuff in his background, but it was a different society.
Exactly. Whatever. That we don't care about. What we do care about is, why do they keep having to name schools after old people that have been passed away for a million years? There's so many people now.
I've said it before.
That deserve it.
Say it again. Dead people got the best publicists, man. Elvis, all right? Mm-hmm. Kurt Cobain, all right? They got the best publicists. Seriously. All their products go up after they're gone.
The Grim Reapers, their publicists?
I'm telling you, man. I mean, it's worked out for most of them, is all I'm saying. Anyways, living people alive, there are some people that, you know, would make sense for Middletown, basically, to name the school after.
Who do you got?
Well, you were pointing out earlier that Meryl Streep has a house somewhere in Connecticut, but I don't think it's anywhere close to Middletown. And if you've watched Big Little Lies this season, she seems way crazy. So I'm going to overrule that one. But how about Bill Belichick, all right? Coach of the New England Patriots, went to Wesleyan University, actually has some Middletown roots in there?
I don't know. I feel like if you name it after like a sports person in a state that's so divided, like Connecticut, where it's like half Boston, half New York, what if you're not like a
Well, you know what? None of you
Boston
people from
fan.
Fairfield County got to be the mayor or the rulers in Middletown, so you don't have to worry about it.
I don't know if I'd want to go to that school.
Right.
I'd be like, I'm not going to Bill Belichick Middle School.
Right.
I'm
a Giants fan.
I mean, you know you're going to win. That's all I'm going to say. They're probably going to have a fantastic AV department.
Under questionable circumstances.
The video department's going to be fantastic. Probably going to need another air compressor in the gym. But either way, I think it's going to be all right, let's skip that. You're not feeling the Belichick. How about this one? How about Joey Logano, right?
Oh, the race car guy.
NASCAR champion from Middletown. Represents the town whenever he's on there. Even though it's questionable, he might have lived in Cromwell or Portland for a while.
See, to me, that makes more sense. Like, he's kind of like a Connecticut
young,
treasure right now.
Hunky.
He could go to the school, talk to the kids about pursuing your dreams.
Looks awesome in a fire suit. Plenty of room for Middlesex Chamber of Commerce to put sponsors on his fire suit.
Yeah.
When he goes to the elementary schools.
Yeah, he could put stickers of the school on his car.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the kids would root for him. Right. I'm into that.
It's a pretty good plan. And then thirdly, how about yours truly? Seen every Star Wars film multiple times, can do the monologue from all Jaws films.
Okay. That's your qualifications to have a middle school named after you?
I know where all the best restaurants are.
Yeah?
Hold on, I'm coughing.
All right.
He's so choked up.
I mean, don't you think...
Literally
like,
choked up.
Shouldn't you run for mayor before
I think
you...
Joey Logano just put something in my...
Oh, you think Joey Logano's like,
trying to kill
you?
I gotta take this guy out.
Right. You think you're Joey Logano's biggest competition?
I think Bill Belichick and Joey Logano heard the footsteps.
Here we go. Look,
are you okay?
You know what that is?
No!
That's
look
karma.
At my face!
Are you? Oh,
I may be having a heart attack.
Gosh, the CPR people aren't coming till Monday,
right.
Please.
So
remember what I told you about dead people and publicists, all right?
Okay.
This school could be named after me after all.
Well, that's true. Listen, if you go down right now, I will make sure that school is named after you.
Joey Logano, why?
All right.
He's wise and family friendly.
I'll just be grateful nobody got hurt, okay?
I got hurt, okay? Could you get a shirt on?
He's the alpha among modern men.
If I were a lion and you were a tuna, I would swim out in the middle of the ocean and eat you.
He leaves men and women begging.
For love of God, put on a shirt!
Anna and Raven, Star 99.9.
That's right. Tonight, Mark Wahlberg is going to be at Wahlburgers at Westfield Trumbull. We've got your VIP passes all morning long.
He looked at me. He looked at me.
Okay, good.
What's up, Mark? What's up, bro?
Let's hope you've been preparing your monologues and good vibrations rap, because you know what? We've been doing this all morning long. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
This is Brooke.
Hey, Brooke.
Brooke, we've got passes for you to be in the VIP section tonight at Wahlburgers over at Westfield Trumbull. And, of course, Marky Mark is going to be there. Shirt on, shirt off. We're not really certain at this point. If you want to get
Does
in there.
Does it matter?
Does it? I mean, I would like to.
I mean,
the
it's
shirt
a fair
off.
Question.
Yeah.
If you want to get in there, you've got to deliver for us a powerful monologue from one of his many films, or you've got to sing for us. I mean, Brooke, I would have hoped that you would have practiced before this, because I got to tell you right now, we're not giving away these passes for nothing. It ain't going to be easy.
Okay.
All right, Brooke, take it away. Let's go.
Hold on.
Yep. No.
Yeah,
Anna and Raven, who's this?
Kathleen.
Hi, Kathleen. Brooke wasn't ready to play today, because the whole thing about getting these Marky Mark passes is you got to deliver for us a heartfelt monologue, or you got to sing part of his song. So which is it going to be for you?
Oh.
Yeah, good. Hey, Anna and Raven, who's this?
This is Patrice from Bridgeport.
All right, Patrice, I need you to rap or recite a monologue. The first two people, they just hung up on us. They couldn't do it.
Right. They didn't come prepared.
Really?
All right, Patrice, let's hear it.
Well, I have to bleep out some words.
That's fine. So. Go ahead.
That's all right.
Okay. When you hear the sound of thunder, don't you get too scared. Just grab your thunder and say these magic words. You thunder, you can. You can't get my thunder because you're just fart.
Oh, what is that from?
It's from Ted and
that's
Ted.
That's from Ted.
Oh, right. Oh, you want to follow up, Patrice? It's going to be a lot of beeping, but that's going to be good enough to get you in tonight.
Well, I didn't want to say That's why I said there's a lot of beeping words, but
Right. Well, we appreciate it.
Right. By the way, too, if you have kids that are scared of thunder, great song to teach them.
No.
Well, congratulations, dear. Today, you're going to be close to Marky Mark.
All right, Patrice, you there tonight, and we're going to have two chances, your last two chances to win, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour.
Have a problem? Anna's daughter Hayden can tell you what to do.
Don't get in trouble after 5 p.m. Otherwise, you'll probably get dessert taken away from you.
Love issues?
If he doesn't show up on a horse on your first date, he's probably not pregnant.
Life problems?
Just tell your boss the truth. You want to put a playground with a slide in your office building so you can have recess during the work day.
Life advice with Hayden Zeff, Star 99.9.
That's right. If you ever need life advice, you can email my 10-year-old daughter Hayden at star999.com. As always, she has no qualifications to give this advice, but she's always got something on her mind and willing to share it.
I mean, she's 10 years old, no filter. She'll lay it right on you.
That's right.
Hayden, today's email says, "Hi, Hayden. My best friend is having trouble with her boyfriend. He lied to her 3 times. Should they break up?" And it's signed Lucy. What do you think?
They should break up because after the 3rd chance, that's enough. And you really shouldn't get in the middle of the two of them. Because if you do get in the middle of the two of them, she might not want to be your friend that much anymore if she stays with him.
That's kind of really good advice. So what do you say to be supportive of your friend without trying to get in the middle?
You should drop subtle hints. You should tell her a little bit by day. So one day you should be like, "Hey, how's your boyfriend being? Does he still lie to you? Because it must stink having a boyfriend who lies to you."
You think that's a subtle hint?
Yeah.
It's very subtle. Very subtle, Hayden. "Hey, must stink having a boyfriend that lies to you all the time."
She's right on, though. 100%
supportive of your decision to stay with him, though.
Until that moment, she was right on, though, because you cannot be the person who totally slays the boyfriend or the girlfriend at that point, because then when they get back together with him, it's this thing, and now it's changed your relationship with your friend.
It always happens, too.
Of course it's always happens.
You immediately, pounce, because you're like, "Yeah, he's a jerk. You shouldn't be with him."
You've been waiting for this day. You already hated this person.
Exactly. Right. And then 2 days later, they're like, "We made up." And then all of a sudden, she remembers for the rest of her life that you hate her boyfriend.
It's called backsliding, man. People backslide to that until they totally make up the decision to be out. They're going to be in that thing for a minute.
Yeah, it's why it's not your relationship. It's somebody else's. But, man, it's hard to watch a friend make those mistakes.
Sure, of course it is.
Yeah.
And it's hard to bite your tongue sometimes, too, because you're just like, "Oh, I got like 5 zingers for this one."
Right. You just got to be real subtle about it. So, must stink having a boyfriend that lies to you, huh? Real subtle.
Totally.
If you need life advice, email me, Hayden@star999.com. Hayden, Hayden, @star999.com. See you next week.
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Raina and Curtis joining us together this morning. Raina, let's start with you. What's going on?
I come home and my husband has brought a bunch of bricks home to build a fire pit in our lawn. And we have 3 children under 6 years old, and that is like putting a volcano in our backyard. And I do not want a fire pit. I mean, I could see maybe when they're teenagers, but this is just not the right time, and he won't listen to me.
So wait a minute. How old are your kids?
We have a 2-year-old, a 4-year-old, and a 5.5-year-old.
That's young to have a fire pit in the backyard, but I mean, I don't know.
I mean, if they're lighting it, I mean, if you're putting them in charge of chopping up the wood and lighting it, I mean, you have a stove. You have the same virtual dangers around you everywhere, don't you?
You're not.
A stove is on a counter, an oven has a door.
But I mean, you're not.
It's just a giant fire pit, a huge open flame for them to walk up to at any point.
But I want to understand here. So, I mean, wait a minute. You said you have the bricks there, Curtis. You're building a fire pit. This is not gas or propane, right? This is something that you have to build a fire in for it to actually be a danger. If not, it's actually just a bunch of bricks.
It's just a bunch of bricks right now in a hole in the ground. It's not a perpetually running eternal flame.
Right.
Yeah.
Why are you not worried about the hole, Rena? I'm very worried about this hole.
My nephew was over and we have a fire pit the other day, and it took 4 adults to keep him away from that fire.
But it was lit, right? So, I mean,
I guess you just
don't light it unless you're watching the kids. I don't know. Okay, maybe I'm crazy. I don't know. I could be crazy.
Yeah, but who's going to watch the kids? Who's going to watch them? Are you going to watch them? No.
Raven is definitely not watching
them. They don't light the fire pit.
That's what's going to happen.
You don't light the fire pit until after they go to bed.
Sure.
If I'm honest, I do think of a fire pit as an adult area to hang out. I do.
S'mores. You forget. The kids want to make s'mores.
That's true. S'mores is important.
Yeah.
S'mores is important. That's true.
Look, I really think you're going a little over the top on this one. Really overreacting. They are dangerous in our house, and yet the kids are still fine. We actually are mindful parents to keep an eye on them. They would never be unattended around something like this. The reality is, like you said, we've got a gas stove. Heck, we've got a gas grill. If we're really trying to keep people safe, we should be living back in the 1800s in a log cabin, but we're not. There's ways to get around this to keep them safe, and really, this is a hole in the ground in the backyard.
That's it.
All right, well, what we do is we ask our audience what they think, and they may agree with you, Curtis. It's not a big deal. Raina, if he wants to build a fire pit, build a fire pit. You just got to keep an eye on the kids. But they may see your side, too, Raina, that you've got three kids under the age of six, and they're very curious, and this is just asking for trouble. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Okay.
Sure.
Great. Give us a call, 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Well, Curtis showed up with a whole bunch of bricks, and he said, hey, I'm going to build a fire pit in the backyard. Raina says, we didn't talk about this. We have three children under the age of six. It's going to be difficult to keep them not from burning themselves. I'm not ready for this.
You know what? This is home improvement. He's looking to beautify their area and set up an area where everybody can come over and have communal space and time shared together.
And their two-year-old's going to jump in the fire. 1-800-330-9999. Honda of Westport Couples Court, Star 99.9. Hey, Anna Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the husband's side. Kids that young should be in bed by the time they light the fire pit anyways. I just don't see the problem.
Yeah, I mean, you're not sending them out there with the matches and the lighter fluid, I guess.
No
question, it's a task to go ahead and take care of them, I'm sure. But, I mean, if you're that worried about it, don't light it when they're out there.
This is true.
I don't know if I agree with that. I agree with that. You know, if you want to have a fire pit, just teach your kids not to go near it. But I think that, like, that's fun for the whole family. And when we love lighting ours and doing the s'mores thing early on.
If you can't control your little demon children, Anna Zapp, then you don't build a fire pit, okay?
You've never had a two-year-old.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You better control them. Get a leash.
All right. What do you think?
1-800
said like somebody that doesn't know what it's like to have an infant. All right. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. Curtis surprised his wife, Raina, by bringing home bricks and saying he was building a fire pit in the yard. She definitely didn't approve this because they have three children under the age of six, and she says it's just going to ask for problems.
Listen, you want your guy to thump his chest, create things, invent things, and so forth? I mean, at least he watched a YouTube video, and he's ready to put this together for $60 in their backyard.
Is she overreacting, or is he not really being considerate of the fact that they have young children? They may burn themselves. Honda of Westport Couples Court, 1-800-330-9999. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
Hi, I'm on the wife's side. Anything can happen in a quick second. When my daughter was little, she ran right into a kerosene heater, and she severely burned her hand. I mean, really badly. So, you know, three little kids is a lot to watch all at once.
Under the age of six, too.
Thanks for the call. Thank you. Have a good morning. Kerosene heater, speaking of dangerous.
That's really dangerous.
Yeah.
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the husband's side for a couple reasons. One, it's something that they would probably only use at night when the kids are asleep, so you don't have to worry about the kids then. Two, you got to teach them how to be around this stuff, especially if you ever want to take them camping. I did that with my four young kids at the time when they were all four kids under the age of six.
Yeah, you got to teach them how to deal with dangers, Anna. That's why whenever small children come over to my house for babysitting or if they're visiting or whatever, I immediately show them how far you can put your hand in the garbage disposal, and then I pull it back. You really got to watch how close you are. Proximity is key.
I'll keep that in mind before I send the kids over.
Hey, Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the fire pit side, on the dad's side. I mean, I'm a safety expert, and at the end of the day, if you have a fire pit, a fire should never be left unattended anyway. So just the fact that you're there watching the fire, the children aren't going to go jumping in it. I've got 14-year-old twins. We had a fire pit from when they were born and a swimming pool in the backyard. And it's not a reason not to have those things. You just make sure that they know how to swim, you make sure you always attend everything, and you make sure you're there at the fire pit. It's a ridiculous argument.
Born of fire, like Vikings and members of Game of Thrones. Thank you, sir!
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Curtis, our audience agreed with you. Raina, you just got to teach them not to go near it from early on. And you know what? You can't just stop your life because you're afraid of the kids might touch something.
Oh, my God.
Listen, when Curtis was a kid, they didn't even use seatbelts, and he turned out all right.
Yeah, totally. Honey, it's not going to be that big of a deal. This is not going to be running year-round. It literally is going to be way back in the corner. The kids aren't even going to deal with it because it's just going to be bricks in the hole. That's it.
Okay, well, if the fire is on, you're not allowed to drink beer. You are on kid duty. That's what happens.
That's it. Get rid of the backyard altogether. That's it. Get rid of the backyard.
Oh, perfect.
All right. Well, if anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescore@star999.com.
He's wise and family-friendly.
I'll just be grateful nobody got hurt, okay?
I got hurt, okay? Would you get a shirt on?
He's the alpha among modern men.
If I were a lion and you were a tuna, I would swim out in the middle of the ocean and eat you.
He leaves men and women begging.
For love of God, put on a shirt!
Anna and Raven, Star 99.9.
Mark Wahlberg is going to be tonight. Wahlburgers at Westfield Trumbull. We've got your access into the VIP area.
This is hot American juicy beef. I mean, it only comes from the greatest that there are out there. And the hamburgers ain't bad either.
1-800-330-9999. You got to be ready to either recite a monologue from any Wahlberg movie or, of course, you got to rap Good Vibrations. CNN Raven, who's this?
Hey, this is Victoria.
Victoria sounds like she's got her business straightened out tonight.
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah. Here we go. She's got confidence.
All right. You doing the monologue or are you rapping?
I'm going to rap, I think.
Victoria. You could be hanging out next to Marky Mark. Drop it on us, girlfriend. Take it away.
Yo, it's about that time to bring forth the rhythm and the rhyme. I'm going to get mine to get yours. I want a preset coming out for us. On the house, this is how I'm swinging this. Strictly hip hop. Boy, I am singing this. Bringing you to the entire nation. Black, white, red, brown. Feel the vibration.
Come on.
Is there ever a time when you actually want to see sweat coming out of people's pores?
Yeah.
Is there ever a time?
Yeah. There's nothing that makes me
feel
better.
I'd like to see his.
Right.
Right.
That's what we're going to do tonight, Victoria. Me and you are just going to do burpees and squats and hope that he joins us.
I don't think that he's going to find that attractive, but wow.
Victoria, you're in. You'll be hanging out tonight in the VIP access area at Wahlburgers. You rock.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Anna. Thanks, Raven.
Victoria, I have one request. Anna won't comply. Can you just get me a lock of his hair or something?
No one is getting his hair for you.
No.
Weirdo.
Come on.
You can't cut that hair. It's gorgeous.
Yeah. Told you, nobody's getting you his hair, you weirdo.
Oh, come on. It doesn't even have to be from his head.
All right. We got one last chance coming up later on this hour, right here with Anna and Raven on Star 99.9.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Dude, it wasn't cheap. You ought to know, you bought
Spent hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Man, are you awake? Yeah. As soon as your eyes shut, I'm going to punch you square in the face.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
I'm not going back to being poor and dancing at the wizard's den.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Roger, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, could you please leave the room?
You got it. Roger.
Yeah, see what he did there? That was so dorky.
I haven't heard that 100 times.
I know, right? So annoying. It's like when people say Anna Banana. Get out of here with that. All right.
Yeah, right?
All right, Roger. Raven's out in the hallway. He can't hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, we hook you up with a $100 gift card to Little Pop. You ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Number 1, there is a new Jaws board game. What decade was the movie Jaws released?
1975.
Number 2. Jeopardy champion James Holzhauer donated to a pancreatic cancer walk in Alex Trebek's name. What is the name of the champion that currently holds the all-time regular game sum of $2.5 million in winnings?
I only know one guy. Ken Jennings.
Number 3. Mark Hamill voices the killer doll Chucky in the new Child's Play reboot. What Connecticut-based possessed doll has its own movie as told by the late Warrens?
Oh my God, I carried her for them. Oh my goodness, this is horrible. I actually carried this doll for the Warrens. Serenier doll, I can't, Anna, this is horrible, I can't remember this.
Oh, my gosh. This is heartbreaking, Roger. You carried it?
I carried it for them. I did security for them.
Annabelle. Oh, that's crazy. Okay. Number 4. That's awesome. Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher. That is scary. I can't believe you did that. All right. Number 4.
Yeah,
Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher shut down rumors that they've split. What TV show set did they meet on?
That 70s show.
Then number 5, a Marilyn Monroe statue was stolen from atop a Hollywood art space. What was Marilyn's real first name?
Billie Jean.
Can we bring Raven back?
Yo!
4 out of 5 for Roger.
That's pretty impressive, man.
Number 1, there is a new Jaws board game. What decade was the movie Jaws released?
It's the 70s, 1975. I can tell you that with authority because it's the best movie ever made.
All right, great. Roger's still leading you 4-1.
You know I'm in summer mode. You can't mess with me on Jaws.
Number 2, Jeopardy champion James Holzhauer donated to a pancreatic cancer walk in Alex Trebek's name. What is the name of the champion that currently holds the all-time regular game sum record of $2.52 million?
Well, we heard his name enough. It's Ken Jennings. Excuse me.
That's right. Roger's still leading
you. But
they
won't last forever.
4-2. Number 3, Mark Hamill voices the killer doll Chucky in the Child's Play reboot. What Connecticut-based possessed doll has its own movie as told by the late Warrens?
Annabelle, there's a new one coming out, too. I just saw the previews yesterday. It looks scary.
Roger did security for the Warrens and had to carry the Raggedy Ann doll. How crazy is that?
Well, we've met Tony and spoke with him and spent time with him before and the Warrens at different times. And you're a brave soul, my friend. But yeah. If you're going to carry it, I'd carry it under the direction of one of them going, no, no, no. You're good for about the next 15 minutes. Yeah. I wouldn't touch it or look at it other than that, though.
All right. Roger's still leading you 4-3. Number four, Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher shut down rumors that they've split. What TV show set do they meet on?
That 70s show.
You guys are tied at four.
When
number
they were
five,
watching Jaws.
A Marilyn Monroe statue was stolen from atop a Hollywood art space. What was Marilyn's real first name?
Norma. Norma Jean.
Norma Jean.
Norma Jean, not Billie Jean. Yeah. Oh.
I'm sorry,
Billie Jean
Roger.
Is not my lover.
Thank you.
That's all right. I'm Roger from Ansonia, and I can't beat Raven.
All right. Well, thank
it was a good
you
shot,
so much.
Though, man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, we got another shot for you to get the cheat sheet coming up at 5:30 this afternoon with Kevin Begley. I'll give you the first two answers to tomorrow's five pop culture questions.
I feel like I kind of broke him. Don't be broken, Roger.
He's wise and family-friendly.
I'll just be grateful nobody got hurt, okay?
I got hurt, okay? Would you get a shirt on?
He's the alpha among modern men.
If I were a lion and you were a tuna, I would swim out in the middle of the ocean and eat you.
He leaves men and women begging.
For love of God, put on a shirt!
Anna and Raven, Star 99.9.
1-800-330-9999. This is your last chance to win tickets. Well, I should say VIP access to Mark Wahlberg tonight at Westfield Trumbull at Wahlburgers.
Can you feel that excitement ramping up? I mean, every minute that this show gets closer to its completion, we get closer to Mark Wahlberg.
And it's been the same thing all morning long. You either have to perform a monologue or you have to rap Good Vibrations.
Hi. I was calling about the tickets.
Yes. What's your name?
Marcy.
Hi, Marcy. Today, Hi. We've got passes to go check out Marky Mark. He is so handsome. He is so dreamy.
Yes.
We've got VIP tickets for you to go join Marky Mark. He's going to be over celebrating the opening of Wahlburgers at the Westfield Trumbull Mall, and you can be in the VIP section. But, girlfriend, you're going to have to work for him.
Yeah, you need to either rap Good Vibrations or recite any monologue from one of his movies, but you have to do it with conviction and passion.
Now, here's the thing. Anna, we said they could rap any Marky Mark song, but nobody knows any other songs from Marky Mark.
No.
Including us.
Right.
So if you made up the words, we probably wouldn't even recognize it.
It's true.
Which are you going to do there, Marcy?
I have to pick something I'm going to do?
Yeah. Marcy, yeah.
Okay. So I have to pick if I'm going to do a song.
Marcy, you got 3 seconds to
Marcy,
begin.
Marcy, what are you doing?
I can do Good Vibration.
All right,
take it
away.
Good Vibration.
No, that's not Marky Mark's part.
You
got to rap.
What? Sweet Sensation. It's about that time for me and the crew, the rhythm and the rhyme, to get down.
Oh.
And Ann Raven, who's this?
This is Melissa Rodriguez.
Hey, Melissa Rodriguez. So ready to win these tickets. Melissa, is it going to be a monologue or the rap from you today?
It is going to be a monologue.
All right. I love that. We had two films so far, Anna, and two rap verses so far. Mm-hmm. And it's been fun. It's been joyous.
Melissa, what movie are you doing this from?
I am doing The Other Guys, one of my favorite movies.
Yes. So much fun. It is very funny. Him and Will Ferrell, they have a magical thing together.
Go ahead.
Okay. Ellen. Let's go. This is work. You can't keep me cooped up in here. I'm a peacock. You gotta let me fly.
Peacocks don't fly, Alan. It's a bad time, Bob.
That is a fantastic quote. And with that, Melissa, I will see you tonight.
Great.
All right, congratulations, Melissa. We'll see you later.